All right, we're going to get back started. So we've got a really great panel on ESG next. ESG, what does it really mean for your company? We've got three folks that are coming up here. We've got Jennifer Trulick, who is moderating the panel. She is a partner at Baker Botts in Dallas, chairs the Labor and Employment Practice Group. Her co-panelists include Melody Kraft, who's coming up here. She's the Vice President of Legal Affairs and Risk Management, Corporate Secretary, Chief Compliance Officer at McGrath RentCorp. She has expertise in ESG issues, including heading a corporate ESG committee, doubling the company's proxy rater scoring across several proxy raters over 2 years, which sounds really awesome, by the way, Melody. And she has a certificate in sustainable capitalism and ESG through the University of California at Berkeley. And finally, we have Betty Ungerman, who is the Vice President, Deputy General Counsel, Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer of Lennox International. She spearheaded Lennox ESG program, published their first ESG report in December 2020, and then did it again in 2021 and 2022. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to the panel.
Great. Thank you so much, Dina. Okay, so we're excited to talk with you guys about ESG and what does it really mean for your company. So I'm going to go ahead, and you heard a little bit from Dina about what my co-panelists have done with respect to ESG, but Melody, do you want to talk a little bit more about what your role has been at your company?
So, like described, when I started, we didn't have any ESG program at all. And I created our first program, and we built a committee, legal, safety, HR, and put together our first program, our first, all of our policies, and then have been managing it the last few years.
Okay, great. And how about you, Betty?
So we are in the Lennox makes heating and air conditioning and refrigeration, and we were behind all of our peers in reporting on ESG. We certainly weren't behind them on what we were doing, but we hadn't been telling our story. So we were really focused on our investors just to make sure that no one would skip us if they were looking at ESG compared to our peers. We looked to see what indices that they wanted, and it turned out to be the Sustainability Accounting Board's disclosure and TCFD. So we decided to organize our report the first time against those and put together a committee across the company with operations, HR, blah, 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 to really set the stage and educate the company on what we were doing and what kinds of stories we were telling. That was basically the first year. And subsequent to that, we started participating in the Corporate Sustainability Assessment Survey with S&P. And that gave us some really good indications of where we had some holes. And so then we proceeded to fill those holes.
Great. And I come at this from a little bit different perspective, coming from the law firm perspective. I work on a cross-disciplinary team of folks from our environmental group, our corporate group, our securities litigation group. And we advise clients a lot of times on what's going into the ESG report, what they need to be thinking about. And we have clients who are very experienced in writing those reports. And then we also have clients who have, they're like, can you just even explain to me what ESG is and what we need to be doing about it? And so that's really fun from my perspective, just to see it that way. But I thought I would level set, like as we get started on our panel, what is ESG? I had someone ask me the other day, like, what does S stand for? I'm like, that's my letter. Like, I'm an employment lawyer, so we do a lot with S and G, not so much with the E, but stands for environmental, social, and governance. And these are areas where stakeholders figure out, what's our company's long-term sustainability. They start looking at all the reports that, like Betty just named, and they start figuring out what they're going to participate in. And so it's been really interesting, and it's in the news a lot, right? Like, what are you doing? Are you woke? Are you a woke company because you're participating in ESG? And so we'll have a chance to talk a little bit about that. And then why is it important? And if you're sitting here thinking, well, I'm a private company, lawyer, I don't have to worry about ESG. I'm here to tell you, like, that's not true.